My friend J.R. Russell, the Marion Ministerial Alliance, joining me in the studio. First off, it's good to see you again, man.
Good morning.
And congratulations on your recent matrimonial exchange of vows.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very blessed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, she's saying the same thing. You're very blessed.
Absolutely.
And we all seem to agree. Hey, the reason JR is in this morning, JR, which you hear join me now and again, the Marion Ministerial Alliance, in particular the, I hate calling it the soup kitchen.
That's what it is.
I know.
Yeah. That's what people identify with.
And it is. But you know why? Is because I've been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get that vibe.
Yeah. It's much more.
Supporting that, it is. It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is why I get this idea of 1940s and shuffling in an aluminum bowl with a spoon at the end.
Chicken broth and a bologna sandwich.
I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. I get this, and that's not what we're talking about. We'll get to that in a couple of moments. But to keep that going, is this the third year or fourth year for your big concert?
Actually, 6 years we've had five concerts.
Started at the Civics.
Started at the Pavilion.
Pavilion. That's
two local bands, We'll Rock for Food. What a concept, and no pun intended given the weather, but this has just been a rolling snowball, and it continues to grow and get bigger.
How much money did you make with Peter Frampton for the food kitchen last year?
Our goal last year was to raise $30,000. We raised $50,000 when all the receipts were in.
$50,000 goes a long way.
Knocked it out of the park.
And so you have that same feeling of... now what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So here it is. If we had a drum roll, we'd throw one in right about now. So what are you going to do next? The concert this year for We'll Rock for Food is?
Is Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx.
Well, for those of us who are Styx fans, Dennis DeYoung, the original voice of, and for many decades, the voice of.
And songwriter.
And songwriter, too.
And keyboard player.
And keyboard player, that's right. Major component. But he was by other members of Styx at one point. I think this started about the time of the rockin' the whatever it was. It had the big building on the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
That he was very theatric.
Yes.
That Dennis DeYoung was just maybe too theatric for a rock band. On the other hand, you go to a show, you kind of enjoy some theatrics.
Oh, this guy's a showman. He is a showman. I just can't. I'm so impressed. I've had opportunity to take a look at some of his current stuff online and YouTube. Of course, we have that luxury now that we didn't have 25, 30 years ago. And he has not missed a beat.
The thing about this is I can literally, I don't know how long is the concert scheduled, but with Dennis DeYoung and the Music of Styx saying right here in the title what it is, and you look at how many hits they have, whether it's Sing for the Day, I can literally sit here and talk about it all day.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long repertoire of songs that people are highly, highly recognizable songs. This is not, we're going to have to wait till the end to hear their hit.
No.
They're going to start with it. They're going to end
another after another. It's Lady, it's Babe, it's Come Sail Away, it's Too Much Time on My Hands, Mr. Roboto, Renegade, Blue Collar Man, Sweet Madam Blue, Lorelei. It just goes on and on and on. These are the songs of my youth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
How much to go see the show?
Tickets will be structured, first four rows, $100, mm-hmm. $60 for the rest of the floor, and $40 for the balcony.
Okay. What's your goal this year?
Our goal this year is to do what we did last year.
Right.
Yeah.
If you can pull that off again, then that's a great thing.
We can pull this off,
You know, many people, if you've noticed on social media, and I'm sure you have said, oh, yeah, go ahead. They're going to make the announcement. Top that. How are you going to top Peter Frampton? That was really the kind of vibe that I've seen over the last few days now that you've made the announcement. We're going to be making our details for this year. A lot of them said, well, how are you going to do better than Peter Frampton?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's always our goal to put together the best show that we possibly can. This is not just... I don't know if folks understand this. This is not just a fundraiser for us. I mean, it is, and we're using those funds to do a lot of good in our community, but it's also a way for us to say thank you to Southern Illinois for their support.
But there's another JR, a top-of-mind awareness about the location, the place. There are other benefits from this.
Oh, tremendous. We're talking about, the end of July when it may well likely be unlike today. 100 degrees outside and 90% humidity. We're in an air-conditioned environment. Beautiful, wonderful theater, comfortable seats. The acoustics are phenomenal. There is not a better place or a better venue within... you'd have to go to St. Louis probably to get a better venue to have a show like this and an experience like this.
When do tickets go on sale for Dennis DeYoung, the Music of Styx, that's coming up at the Marion Civic Center? What, which is the date? What's our date here?
Tomorrow morning. tomorrow morning on Tuesday.
And then the show is July 29th.
July 29th.
All right, but tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the tickets go on sale. At how many different ways can you pick up your tickets if you want to say in particular, I very much would like a front row, sir, thank you.
You know, we had a lot of folks did it old school last year. They were lined up at the box office at 7 o'clock in the morning waiting to get in. That's an option. The other option would be to go online to marionccc.com. They can purchase them there.
And you've got a phone number, too.
I do. It's 997-4030.
All right. So July 29th, this year's annual concert, DeYoung, The Music of Styx. It's Dennis DeYoung.
Dennis DeYoung.
Mm-hmm. Now, and we need to make this stipulation. It's important. There's like a bunch of guys from Styx. Oh, we lost one of them a few years back, like mm-hmm. bass player, brother, Pantiano, something like that. Mm-hmm. Pantiano mm-hmm. Passed away. And there's another Styx show on the road with Ario. That's Tommy Shaw.
Right.
And I don't know who else from Styx, if anybody. So mm-hmm. Tommy Shaw's on the road. And then you've got, who's the guitarist and also does sussing, singing. And then you've got DeYoung, who was the keyboard player and the voice for the vast majority of the time mm-hmm. with Styx historically, and especially when it comes to their library of hits.
Right.
So how do you afford this? I know, and I because people ask me this every, how can they do this? How can they afford to have, wait a second.
I know. That's the question I got last year with Frampton, too. I cannot do a fundraiser with the option or the potential at all of losing money. And obviously, these shows cost. We do have to pay the bands. We have to pay production. We have to pay for sound. We have to pay for, you know, advertising, all those types of things. I have some wonderful, wonderful sponsors. We've already gotten sponsors on board and are lining those up that help offset those costs for us to afford an opportunity.
And when you
like
say
this.
Offset, they pay for the concert, and then you keep all the money from the concert?
And then the proceeds, anything that's generated from the ticket sales, anything that's generated from our silent auction, anything that's donated at the site, all of that goes right to people's stomachs, you know, to help feed. It goes right into
So what's
budget.
Happening with this right now when it comes to all the things that are going on in the world? You know, you've heard me talk about this more than once, JR.
Yeah.
Some things just suck all the oxygen out of the room, and there's nothing left for the other subjects, which may be very vital and important subjects. There just comes a point where now we cover everything about hate and all the things in politics, but there are still things that have never stopped, and that is the need for food for sections of our populace here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
It's been a growing need. It has been for years. And what have you seen over the last year in particular, JR?
I would say the definitive change or shift in the last year are so many of the other agencies that support the same population that we do that depend on federal funds, that depend on state funds, that have just withered and died on the vine. I am very, very proud to say we don't get a penny from the state of Illinois. We get a very, very small amount. I don't even count on it to operate from FEMA. We are locally supported. We are locally uplifted. We are locally blessed. And to me, that's always the best way to run our type of an organization, because
Because you don't have all your eggs in one basket?
You don't have all your eggs in one basket. And I'm not dependent. And the other thing, too, is when you get those funds from those other sources, there's 1,000 strings attached in how you can distribute those funds. And you may well have somebody in front of you with a need, and you can't meet their need because this piece of paper says, I've got the money, but I can't give it to you. We've got the flexibility when we're locally supported by the kind and generous folks of Southern Illinois to meet the needs of the people where they're needing.
JR, it's always good to speak to you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Dennis DeYoung, DeYoung, The Music of Styx, July 29th, Marion Civic Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 8
a.m. Get them early. They're going to go fast.